I'm Robert Reese of The CEO Show. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand. Inside the Brand is a weekly show where you meet the brains behind some of the world's most recognizable brands. Our sponsor for Inside the Brand is Euro RSCG, the world's fifth largest global agency network specializing in integrated marketing and advertising. My co-host for Inside the Brand is Dennis Trajanos of the Trajanos Group, an executive search and consulting firm specializing in recruitment of senior-level executives in the marketing and communications arena. Now, let's welcome our guest. Hi, I'm Robert Reese. Today on Inside the Brand, we welcome Lisa Ludolf-Perlo, Senior Vice President of Hotel Operations at Celebrity Cruises. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, not as much fun as last time that I saw you on the ship there,
No. But
it's good to be here. So, Lisa, let's start off as defining what the Celebrity Cruise brand experience really is, since you're responsible for that, and how it's contributed so much to the company's significant growth.
Well, if I could define the Celebrity Cruises experience today as I've viewed it hands-on for the last 6 years, I'd have to say that there are two things that really define our brand and how it's contributed to what we're able to do every day for our guests. The first is passion. I don't think I've met as many people as I have met on Celebrity, whether they were here when I came or I've brought them along for the ride over the last 6 years, that are as passionate as this group of people is. And there are thousands of them. And that is magic. So I always equate our passion to our magic. And I do believe Celebrity Cruises is magic. And then the second thing that I think defines our experience and also has contributed to our growth is our commitment to service our guests. And that is what drives us every single day. That's what culminated in the introduction of the Solstice class in late of 2008. And that's really propelled the brand to the place that it is today, which I think many of us that are involved with the brand never realized how far we would get as a brand. And so it feels really good, I have to say that.
Okay, and with me I have my co-host, Joyce. So, Joyce, I see you have a question.
Yes. Thanks, Robert. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Joyce.
So, to your point earlier, in the past few years, you know, Celebrity has launched the award-winning Solstice class of ships. So how has the Solsticizing initiative helped to further define the brand?
Well, if you start, Joyce, with just introducing the Solstice class, defining the brand, that's what we realized in 2008. We had gathered this group of people with all the passion that I was talking about a few minutes ago to talk about and rally for what we were going to do for the guest experience for the Solstice class. And the nice thing for the Solstice class, as we were looking at what we were going to do when we introduced it, is we got our inspiration for the Solstice class from our beautiful Millennium class. So a lot of that feeling, a lot of that elegance, the beautiful grand foyers, those things were carried over to the Solstice class. When we introduced the Solstice class and when we had the opportunity to create all of these new experiences, whether it was Cafe Al Baccio or the amazing specialty restaurants, Aqua Class and the restaurant that goes along with Aqua Class staterooms, which is Blue, we realized how our guests loved these experiences. So when we had the opportunity to take a look at the Millennium class, now that they're about 10 years old, we said, let's now return the favor to the Millennium class and take the inspiration from the Solstice class and these venues and experiences and bring them back to the Millennium class. I think what that's done is it's really accelerated the alignment of the brand for all of the experiences that we have and really helped us solidify the modern luxury experience that we created across both the experiences and the physical hardware itself.
Great. So obviously, you've touched on it a couple of times, but you know, obviously exceeding customers' expectations is a top priority of the Celebrity line. So what types of processes are currently in place for gathering feedback from your guests and then improving upon their experience?
The primary method by which we gather feedback from our guests, Joyce, is through our comment cards. Every guest is given a comment card. Every stateroom is given a comment card on every cruise. So we know on a cruise-by-cruise basis, ship-by-ship, how our guests are enjoying their experience. I know that you are in the customer experience business, mm-hmm. but I don't know if you've ever seen customers who are so willing to engage in giving feedback to brands as much as celebrities' customers are. We get about a 70% return rate on our comment cards. So when you get a response like that, you have a very good indication of where you're hitting and where on occasion you might be missing. We pore over those ratings. We have 99 lines of response on those comment cards, and we look at everything. We look at trends, and then we read every verbatim.
How long does it take you? Because 70% response rate is about as high as I've ever heard. How long does it take you to implement what you hear? Because you have people coming off a cruise, and then they're coming back on sometimes the same day.
Yeah, they are. Now, usually, it's not that difficult for us because it could be nuances. Maybe the food wasn't hot enough on that cruise. So Jacques and his team in our culinary group are on the phone immediately to the ship and say, listen, we read this, we read this, we read this. Is everything okay? How is the? And then we'll talk to the restaurant managers asking if the food is leaving the galley in enough time and getting to the table. So believe me, this team sits here and we religiously review how our guests feel about something, and we're on the phone immediately if there's anything that needs to be fixed. We're also on the phone immediately when the ships do really well to congratulate them and thank them. I have my 7 out of 7 mantra, and what I do is I look at 7 key categories of ratings because those correlate to this next form of customer feedback that we get, which is our SGI, and that's our Secure Guest Index. Our Secure Guest Index is the measurement by which we know our guests are definitely coming back to Celebrity for their next vacation or their next cruise and will be shunning all others. Now, that is a pretty hard thing to get customers to say. Oh, I am absolutely coming back to Celebrity. I won't go anywhere else. But that's why we wake up every day, so that more and more of our customers will say that. So when I personally get involved with the ships and send them my congratulations, you've hit 7 out of 7 of the key targets that we measure, that we know, it's actually 6 ratings categories, where we know that's going to directly correlate to a higher percentage for our SGI. I'm on the phone, I'm on the email, sometimes I'm even flying to ships to say thank you and congratulate the entire crew. Because as you can imagine, with almost 3,000 guests every cruise, to hit 6 targets consistently, that's a very big accomplishment. And we are very proud of our teams when they're able to do that.
That's great. This is Inside the Brand, where we interview the brains behind the brand. It's sponsored by Euro RSCG. Today we're with Lisa Ludoff-Perlo, Senior Vice President of Hotel Operations at Celebrity Cruises. And we know with the hot food, it's not happening at Blue, because I've experienced that as one of the greatest restaurants. We have time for one more question, about a minute, from Joyce. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Lisa, so we talked a lot about capturing the guest experience. Tell us a little bit about how you're using innovative new technologies on board, and if those technologies are becoming a more increasingly important part of the overall customer experience.
Well, I believe that technology for our customers is very important just because it's part of our everyday lives. And so the guests that are cruising with us don't want to leave that behind. But by the same token, they don't want it to be intrusive in their vacation. They want to use technology as they feel that they need to stay in touch throughout their cruise. So we have our iLounges, which are powered by Apple, and we are a reseller of Apple products. And we believe that Apple is a great brand fit for us because our platform is modern luxury, our ships are modernly luxurious, our target is the affluent vacationer, and Apple targets the affluent techie, if you will. Additionally, cruising is very approachable for the vast majority of anybody that wants to take a vacation, as are Apple products. and almost everyone is using an Apple product to either listen to their music, for their personal, for their laptops, for their iPads.
Lisa, on that exciting note, we've got to cut it short. We have been speaking. It's great speaking with Lisa Ludolph-Perlow from Celebrity Cruises, and we learned the secret behind the magic of Celebrity Cruises is passion. Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
To reach today's mom, reach her family, but that doesn't necessarily mean her relatives. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. The under 30 millennials are the first generation to grow up with social media, so it's no surprise that they're the most connected generation yet. But with millennial moms, this means their biological family, parents, grandparents, siblings, aren't their only influencers anymore. And except for the pediatrician, the old authority figures like teachers, celebrities, or institutions matter even less. Today, mom's family extends to the emotional and geographic family she chooses, like friends, neighbors, and the moms of her kids' friends. The bottom line, social media can be a great vehicle to reach millennial moms, but leverage the wrong people to promote your products and you'll be wasting your money. To find out more, go to www.eurorscgdiscovery.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.